Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Let earth receive her King.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're back in the building. Hello, man. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. Hey, come on, y'all. Come on, man. Party.
Step up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade.
Yes.
G.I.E. ain't got a dismay. I threw our mew on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like J.J.
Oh, yes.
Well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you want to know who I am, just check your street sign when you go downtown, because I'm the man.
Well, yes, I am the man.
I'm
E-Man. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight by way of the network and the phone line. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you that's out there in Radio Land on tonight. We want to shout out to you and say Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to all.
I hope you guys have had a great, great day today.
Uh-huh.
Hope you guys have celebrated your families and you sit around the tree and you open gifts and you loved on someone because today is Christmas.
It is.
It was a beautiful day. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex over here on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to Funky Town, Fort Worth, part of work.
Yes.
Shout out to all of you over in Fort Worth, those of you who are in the mid-cities. In the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. This is We Talk Radio Network. You got the E-Man After Show with you tonight. Man, this is our last show of the year.
It is our last show of the year.
The last E-Man After Show of 2022.
Yes.
Yeah, man, if God, the delay is coming and say the same, next time you hear from us, we'll be in the 2023.
That's right.
We want you to be free in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is the E-Man After Show. We so appreciative to all of you that have joined We Talk Radio Network. Listen, you want to follow this great network. Been around for 12 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've been kicking it for 12 years strong. Shout out to the founder and CEO, Ms. Kia Davis.
Yes.
Yes, and so you guys want to follow us, you can go to our website. It's www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all social media. We're on so many different platforms and sites. Man, give me just a few of those sites that you could hear We Talk Radio Network on.
Yes, just to mention a few, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, Deezer.
Yes, and so listen, I go on Spotify. I love Spotify, so I go over there and listen to We Talk Radio Network. So hoping you guys can go over there because we got something for you every day of the week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, as soon as you log in, you know, you can grab all these great shows and all the great personalities and all of those that make up We Talk Family over here.
That's right.
Man, listen, we got a YouTube channel.
We do.
Want you guys to follow us on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, we do want you to, don't make me come over there and twist your arm in 2023 to subscribe for We Talk Radio Network. Man, if they just want to subscribe, how do they subscribe?
Guys, you would just go to We Talk Radio Network on YouTube and you will press the subscribe button. We also want you to hit the notification bell so you will be notified when We Talk Radio Network family upload new content.
Yes. And why? Because this is your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network, man. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Yes.
Well, man, we're excited on tonight. It's Christmas. And, you know, it's interesting, man, because you know, Christmas fell on a Sunday this year.
It did.
And it falling on a Sunday is kind of, you know, because with the weather down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and just all around the globe, you know, it's kind of funny when it falls on a Christmas because it don't really, you know, you got to get the feel of it because it's a regular Sunday for a lot of people that do church. And,
so true.
And, you know, a lot of people that going out, you know, to worship and wherever you worship at, wherever synagogue, wherever you are, you know, you go out and you would have did it today.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like it's Christmas, but you know what I'm saying? You know, really, really got to be in that Christmas spirit, you know.
So true.
To be able to have fun and, you know, set aside and say, hey, it's Christmas time.
Yeah, it was really different this year because you have a lot of people, as you stated, they were going to a place of worship, X, Y, Z. Then you come home and you're celebrating Christmas with family.
Mm-hmm.
So that it kind of like changes the dynamic.
Right, right, right.
Their normal Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so to all of you that did beach service today, we understand Jesus. He's the real reason for the season. Yeah, so we are celebrating, man. We have had a marvelous day on today. We have had a great day on today, man. It's just been absolutely fantastic on today.
It has been.
Yeah.
Such an awesome day.
Yeah, we have no complaints. You know, this is the time of the hour when we start winding down. Men there like she over there sleep and, you know, yawning and going on. Yeah, cause, you know, it's been a long day for
it
us.
It has been.
You know, Sundays is kind of a long day for me and you.
It is. Sunday is a push day for sure.
Yeah. Well, you ain't got to emphasize it like that for
for sure. It's a push day. And it's because although we have a lot of things going on throughout the week,
mm-hmm.
but Sunday is really a push day. We have two shows. We have things early that morning that's taking place. But it's a push day.
I ain't complaining.
Right, me either, but I'm just letting you know, I agree.
Yeah, you know, services, and then we turn around and do shows, and I'm with you, you know, so, but we come back around these microphones on a Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
We do, and we're so grateful to be here.
Yeah, and we want to shout out to, who is that, Canada I seen, Russia, I seen so many different, people listening to We Talk Radio Network
right.
All around the globe. We want to appreciate all of you, China, India, Africa, you know, of course, the United Kingdom and the United States. We want to thank you guys for joining us all year long over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, thank you.
Man, we want to thank you for your support. Shout out to the founder and CEO, Ms. Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley. They're getting ready to jump the broom.
That is so true. So exciting.
Yeah.
So exciting. January.
It's right around the corner, up the street.
Up the street and around the corner. So shout out to Miss Kia Davis and T. Smell.
Yeah. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we got a segment at 9:35.
Yes,
it's Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell.
You do not want to miss.
Yeah, we want you to comment and log in or call in and listen to that segment at 563-999-3456. We do have Fred Bell.
Yes.
You know, he'll be on tonight. And enjoy his segment. He's always got in time. We really want to appreciate him for hanging out with us over here on E-Man After Show.
So,
We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
Man, we just come off the Men to the Mentor Show. It's been a long day, boy. We've been just Christmasing up today.
Yes,
we
want
to appreciate everybody. And then tonight, we got a couple of gifts we're giving away tonight. Listen,
uh-huh.
if you want a Christmas ornament, and a Christmas ornament
very nice.
Is
very
Jesus
nice.
Is the real reason for the season.
Oh, yes.
It's a Christmas ornament, and by way of R. Lindsay Unlimited, and we have a book that we're giving you a Christmas gift on tonight.
Yes.
And if you want that book, as Ladies as We Love Ourselves.
Yes, it's a 6-step program to self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, this is a book that you can just re-gift to someone, you know. And if you are a lady and you would like to call in and receive this book, give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call over here, 563-999-3456, and we'll make sure you get that gift, that Christmas gift from the E-Man After Show and R. Lindsay
with an A, mm-hmm. unlimited.com.
Yeah, and we will make sure you get a Christmas gift, you know, from the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We want to appreciate all of you that's all year long that's been coming around the E-Man After Show. This is the last Sunday in 2022.
It is.
Well, we made it do what it do.
Yes, we did.
In 2022.
So true. It is a year of, well, we've been very productive this year.
This has been a productive year.
Mm-hmm.
And as my pastor was even saying today, Bishop Thomas Dexter Jake Sr., you know, a lot of you will find out you had to scale down and scale out a lot of people. In other words, it was people that dropped off, and you know, and you still trying to chase them.
Let me
finish telling you what the bishop was saying today. You know, a lot of people, you know, they get caught up because everybody, you know, in your season, they may start out walking with you, but you know, quit tripping if they scale off. You don't have to chase them.
Stop holding on.
Trying to hold on, why? Because it's clear that everybody can't go where you're going.
That's right. That's right. And they have their own path. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. people are there for a season, and mm-hmm. there's reasons in that season that they're there. But it doesn't, you know, sometimes it's just time to go the opposite direction. And it's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
One of the personal words for me this year, and it was the earlier part of the year, was to let them go.
Yeah, you got to learn how to let people go. You got to learn how to not, you know, and I'm saying this in my own way. A lot of times we think everybody that's in our circles we're supposed to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, just getting older as an older person, man, a lot of times you don't have to have a lot of that. A lot of people, I guess it just, for so many people, they, you know, they look to others to validate them.
Right.
And I, you know, me personally, and those of you on the network, quit looking for people to validate you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know who you are with inside of you.
That's true.
And that kind of somewhat the way he was talking about it. That, you know, going into the new year, if God afford us to make it into the new year, man, embrace 2023. Because
right.
We look back over the last 2 or 3 years from COVID all the way up to now. If you made it, you know, you don't want to keep hashing and reliving it. I mean, start out new, start out fresh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not telling you just to get away from it and, but let it be a learning tool. But start out strong, start out fresh, to, you know, stop holding on to what was, you
yeah.
know, and embrace what is, what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then validate yourself. You don't have to have everybody in your corner. Everybody don't have to, you know, quote unquote, be in your circle for you to prosper and for you to make it, you know. And so coming up in this year, man, we looking for some greater things that's going on, especially over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
You know, after the founders to be jumped the broom, there's a lot of great things going to happen over here on this network.
Right.
We would love for you guys to stay tuned, keep it locked right here. We want you, you know, if you want to be a part of We Talk Radio, you can always contact us over here at WeTalkRadio.com. You go to the network, you know, call over here, 563-999-3533, and just be a great part of We Talk Radio Network family. It is a great family, and we love for you guys to join us every day. We got something for you every day of the week.
Yes.
And so, man, it is Christmas time. We are so excited that you guys are joining us. We appreciate you hanging out all year long. Man, this is a late show, man. I know this is a late show.
It is, but it's
a late show. But we found out that, you know, there's a lot of people listening in this market.
A lot of people listening to this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It start what, 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Sometime in the 10:30, 11 o'clock, depending on the subject.
make our day a long day, huh, man?
Yes, a long day, but it's all good. It's all good. We appreciate our listeners out there, those of you that have been faithfully listening to the E-Man After Show. We appreciate you. We are grateful for you.
Mm-hmm.
We know tonight is a busy night. We see those of you that are standing by on the phone line. We appreciate those of you that are listening on the network. But we know today has been a busy day for many people.
Oh, yeah.
And they're tired and they want to relax.
Listen, this won't be but an hour show tonight for us. I'm in and out tonight. Lord have mercy. But listen. We got to go take a break. When we come back out of this break, we shall continue our conversation. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
You're listening to The Sound.
You can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, 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 y'all. It's your favorite producer, DB. Thank you so much for tuning in to We Talk Radio every single week. We love you, and we appreciate all of our listeners. Peace out, y'all.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yes. We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you out there on We Talk Radio Land. Come on, Bob, with me, man. It's Christmas time. All right.
Like JJ, well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you want to know who I am, just check your street side when you go downtown, because I'm the man.
I am the man. I'm E-Man. We're back on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We're listening.
And we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're so excited that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight. This is our last show for 2022.
Yes, it is.
This is our Christmas show.
It is.
Man, it is Christmas time. And boy, I tell you, we are celebrating, Mandy. We have just had a long, marvelous day today.
Long day.
Let me take a deep breath. Yeah, it's been a long day. We've been going since as the old folks say, since sun up.
Yeah, it has been. And we're closing it out on the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, man, we want to thank all of you. Hopefully you've had a blessed day with your family. Hopefully you have celebrated Christmas. Do you want to give a Christmas wish to somebody? If you want to shout out to your family or your friends tonight on the E-Man After Show, wishing somebody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Guess what? We got about 2 more hours. And Christmas will be over. If you want to shout out to your family or wish somebody a Merry Christmas, you can call us at 563-999-3456. Hit option 1. We'll bring you in and let you shout out your Christmas. And shout out to all of you. Hope you have had a marvelous Christmas. Hope you know you got the whatever you wanted, you desired to have, whatever gifts you desired to have. Hope your kids was celebrating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun to sit up and, I mean, as you get a little bit old, it's fun to just sit back and watch the little ones open up gifts and run around. Because you know what? That used to be you.
Yes.
Your mama was saying, you know, it brought joy on their face to see. Man, can you remember some of the toys? I'm trying to think about some of the toys we used to have back in the day. You don't know nothing about the racetrack back in the day. You're the young whippersnapper. When I grew up, you know all this modern stuff they got now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, iPads and phones and all that.
I remember the cars.
But we had
track, and they would go and
go around.
Circle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Hot Wheelies, but we used the little hot track, you know. It was a little black track with one little car with a ball on it. You stick it on there, and it just go all the way around the track. You know, we didn't plug it in. It just went around. I got a few whoopings with that track.
With the track?
Yeah, listen, back in the day, our parents whooped you with everything they could find. A switch, a stingy card, with all of that.
I can just imagine you as being a young boy. Lord.
Yeah, Lord have mercy, you know. But them was kind of some of the gifts. Then right. We used to have what they called Slinky. You remember the Slinky?
I do remember the Slinky.
You remember the Slinky?
Yeah.
Slinky.
Those were around a long time.
Yeah.
When we were younger and they brought these games back where we have Operation.
Mm-hmm.
They brought that game back. We had Candyland.
Uh-huh.
They brought the game back and, you know, just Sorry and things like that. But, I mean, the gifts back then were so wonderful. And as you stated, it wasn't so much technology as far as iPads and things of that nature. So kids learned to appreciate that time. Now, that was spending time with others because you had to have a partner to play a game. And a lot of families would play games together.
Listen, I killed a lot of people on that electric game, the operation. Because as soon as you touch,
right.
if you try to get that little bone out,
uh-huh.
or you try to get, you know, because you're supposed to be operating on somebody.
Right.
If you was trying to get that out, listen here. You know, that beep, they go like, well, that person. But them were some of the games I grew up back in the day, you know. Them was the fun games back in the time
right.
when we grew up. What was that board where you, the Twister?
Twister. Now, I don't know if they had it when you were a kid, but.
Yeah, they had the Twister when I was a kid. Yeah. That's where, I mean, you know, listen, my sister and me used to play the Twister. Everybody be twisted up.
Okay. Well, yeah,
that didn't come out in
the
movie.
I thought that came out when I was young, but okay.
No, my sister and them be everybody.
We thought we had something new.
Yeah, my sister and them, listen, if they got a doll and some jacks,
uh-huh.
back in the day, see, they played just, see, y'all don't know nothing about this, y'all young whippersnappers today. They created and had a whole lot of games. They played hopscotch.
Now, we did play hopscotch.
You know, they played, they had jacks. They get them a little jacks in and a little
bobby
doll.
Oh, my Lord. With the ball, yeah. Mm-hmm. We play jacks.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the Easy Bake Oven?
Yes, I actually received one for Christmas. Now, I think, you know, they say, well, you know, things are just recreated, right?
Right, right, right.
When I was younger, I remembered them advertising it as if it was something new,
mm-hmm.
but it had already been here before. It's just probably up and upgrade as,
right, right.
as the ones are today.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I remember Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah, you know, my sister and I can remember the time they would, you know, call themselves cooking up some cookies and they would go in there and mess up my mama's kitchen with all that. But see, them was fun times back then. Around Christmas time, around like today, you sit around the Christmas tree. So hopefully y'all guys sit around the Christmas tree and had the lights and the cookies. And we did all of that today.
We,
you know, and sit back and watch these grandbabies open up all their gifts.
Awesome.
It was beautiful.
It was a beautiful day. Just mm-hmm. to get amongst loved ones. And as you stated, grandchildren opened up gifts. They were happy. You know, it was a
mm-hmm.
good day.
Yes. And so that's what we did on today. Hopefully you did that and you know, made some hot chocolate. Because we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's been a little chilly.
It has.
For the last few days, it's been cold. And today was just, it was a pleasant day today.
It was.
You know, it was a pleasant day. It has been better than the last two or three days because you almost couldn't go outside around here.
That is so true.
Yes. And so what we did was we sat around the tree. Y'all did karaoke. We did karaoke today.
Uh-huh.
It was just a fun day, but when I look back over all the games back then that we grew up on and looking at technology today, if people open up gifts, they're looking for iPhones 6 and 12 and 15 that
yeah.
cost $300, $600. Well, you know, we played marbles. To get a marble set back in the 60s, you know, in the early 70s, man, to play marbles, listen, G.I. Joe, man, was the bomb. Back in the day, our army men,
mm-hmm.
see, them kind of gifts. See, y'all know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? The young boys back when I grew up, we played army. We played with army men. We built little games. We had our own little games, boy. Because I was watching our grandbaby today, little Pooty
mm-hmm.
Cooter.
Oh.
You know, he was over there just playing by himself with his tanker toy.
I
remember all of that. Because, boy, we get them little toys. You didn't have to worry about us.
Yeah, cause he was playing all by himself. It was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now with the, you know, all the technology,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just really hard when it comes to our young people because they're caught in the matrix of the technology.
Right, right.
It's good. It's beneficial on one hand, and then on the other hand, it takes time away from things that are needed.
Right, right, right.
When we were younger, I remember me and my sisters, we would get together and we would play the Jack C-Man and
mm-hmm.
we would play dodgeball and we would jump rope
yeah.
and things like that. And it was just, I mean, that's those times you just can't get back.
Oh, no,
you know?
No.
Those are memorable moments
mm-hmm.
and where we look at a lot of our children now and they're alone sitting in the room on their iPad.
You could take now that either they see a phone, the iPad, you know, they locked up, you know, why? Because technology have driven everybody's, they live in a different world. But if we can just go back to just having like a Christmas like we had today, with just eating good food,
mm-hmm.
fun, singing, you know, karaoke was going on, people was opening gifts, we, you know, everybody was happy. And for these last 2 years, 3 years, you know, you should celebrate.
Yeah.
Much as we done been through, You should have celebrated today. Listen, because we are, if the Lord delay is coming, as the old folk would say, and he don't come back by next Sunday night, this is the last show of the E-Man After Show in 2022.
Yes, it is.
We have made it do what it do in 2022.
Right.
And we're going to be free in 2023. I ain't taking nothing over in 2023 that's plucking my last black nerves.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? No, you know, just like my pastor was saying today, you know, dropping off people, you don't have to, everybody don't have to be in your circle.
That's right.
You know, if you need people to validate you, you need to get some freedom.
That is so true.
So you don't need everybody to validate you. You need to just do what you do and make it do, you know, and be free in 2023. I don't have to have a friend. But it's okay to be friendly and have friends.
It's a good, healthy relationship.
Yeah, I don't, you know, no, that ain't going to make me who I am.
Listen, I love relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I love healthy relationships. And, for example, you know, it's a beautiful thing to have a community of people mm-hmm. when it's healthy.
Yeah.
But if it brings the tug of war, a lot of uncertainties,
insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Let all that stuff go in 2023.
It's okay to let go.
Yeah,
it's okay. Everybody is not meant to continue to walk down the path that we're meant to walk down.
And that's what my pastor was saying today. You know, don't be chasing nobody. You know, if they walk out, let them walk out of you. No, don't be chasing nobody. Don't be running behind nobody, begging nobody to be your friend, to hang out with you. None of that. Be free in 2023. But man, we got a segment to do.
We do.
It is Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell, and hope you guys have been encouraged all year long by Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell. He'll be back next year right here on the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate that, brother. Listen, the Cowboys won on yesterday.
They did.
And we want to talk about that when we come out of the segment. It is the E-Man After Show. We'll be back with more right after this. Merry Christmas.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Have you ever felt like you were stuck in the mud? Meaning you were stuck in a situation and you were going nowhere. Sometimes it seemed like you may have been in quicksand. Because every time you took a step up, something pulled you down. Is there someone out there feeling like that tonight? That you're in a muddy situation. No matter how many times you try to cleanse yourself of it, the mud just continues to get back on you. Or you're falling back into the same pattern you were before. But let me tell you about a man who can take mud and he can open your eyes. He can do the most wonderful things with what we consider to be a dirty thing. In John 9:6, when he said he spat on the ground, made mud with saliva, anointed the blind man's eyes with the mud, and then the blind man was able to see. Sometimes God will place you in a muddy situation or allow you to be in that mud. But when you call on him to wash you, you don't fall back into the same situation because now God has opened your eyes so now you can see. So you can avoid that muddy situation. You can avoid that pit that's full of quicksand and fast-sinking mud. Just allow God to cleanse you from your muddy situations. And you can always stay clear of the muddy ponds that may come your way. Because God is the tide that you need. When God washes your stain or washes your mud off, he cleanses you. Because his blood has cleansed us from all mud, which is sin. From all sin, which is mud. So we won't become stuck in those situations anymore. And the reason we fall into those muddy situations is because we won't let God cleanse us. We try to go and wash ourselves clean from our situations. But when we depend on God and we take a bath in his cleansing soap, which is the blood of Jesus, and we confess our sins to him, he is just to forgive us. And he will remove the mud that you were once stuck in. Those quicksand situations you will now be able to walk out of, and God will extend his hand and pull you up. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Wow! Mommy's kissing Santa Claus!
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Check one. My mic sounds nice. Check one. Check one. Oh, oh.
Oh, yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Welcome back. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network and to the E-Man After Show. Me and my little chocolate chip, we are hanging out tonight.
Yes.
It's Christmas time, and we want to appreciate all of you that's standing by on the phone lines tonight on the network. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to everyone.
Where my gift at now? We want to thank all of you that's hanging out with us on tonight. Man, like we said, this is our last show for 2022.
It is.
And man, we're looking for greater and better things and bigger things in the 2023.
That's right.
A lot going on. A lot of great things is happening next year.
So true.
Man, we're going to get rest, and boy, we're going to come out strong.
That's right.
Man, look at here. I'm going somewhere and take a nap. We're going to take us a nap, and boy, listen, this time next Sunday night, we'll be into the 2023.
Yes, we will.
Boy, it's going off the chain, boy. This has been a marvelous year. We closed out our calendar. We have did everything that we said we were going to do, right?
So true.
We did we checked off everything, didn't we?
We have. We really have. And it's
we didn't
crazy.
Cancel nothing this year, right?
Not that I can think of.
Man, we did everything that we put on the calendar to do last year.
We've definitely been very persistent. And
I'm wore out, too.
Dedicated. And consistent,
yes,
as well. We were consistent, dedicated, and I mean, everything. You know, of course, it seems like it's been a lot, and it has been a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We made it, so it's time to rest because the new year is coming upon us, and we have to get busy again.
Yeah, so next month, yeah, we'll be doing the show, but you know, next month just be revamping and sitting back and just putting everything in perspective for 2020. But listen, right on the phone line tonight, maybe you want a Christmas ornament.
Very nice Christmas ornament.
On behalf of R. Lindsay Unlimited and the E-Man After Show over on We Talk Radio, you can get you a Christmas ornament, and it says, Jesus is the real reason for the season. It is beautiful. And also, maybe you want a book. We got a book that we're giving away for a Christmas gift on tonight.
Yes.
What's the name of that book, Mandy?
It's Ladies As We Love Ourselves.
Talking to your mic.
I am in my mic. It's Ladies As We Love Ourselves. It's a 6-step program self-work.
Okay. We want you guys to, you can get that book if you'd like to get that book. You know, I think they go to Amazon and get it, but we're trying to get it to you for Christmas. If you can hit option one, the first caller that hits option one, you're going to get a Christmas ornament. And you're going to get a book. This is a great book, huh, man?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, maybe you can re-gift it to someone else. A great book. It comes with a manual in the back of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the ornament is absolutely beautiful. That can be put up for next year.
Yes, and that's on the behalf of R. Lindsay Unlimited. You know, they are beautiful ornaments. We gave one away on the Man to the Mentor Show and a book away last show. And so if you want one, to hit option one, don't y'all be shy. You know, it's the Christmas gift.
It is.
It's Christmas time. We're in the spirit of giving. And we appreciate all of you that's hanging out tonight. Mm-hmm. Man, this has been a marvelous day. Boy, I tell you, when you look back and see all the grandkids come over and family come over. And, well, y'all was singing, y'all was doing karaoke today.
Yes. Yeah.
Grandbaby was running around here opening up, you know,
taking chips off the table. Our grandson, he will be 2 of 7.
Mm-hmm.
He found the table where the chips were.
Right.
And every so often you see him run around the corner, stick his hand on the table, get a chip.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so cute. It was just so nice just watching the kids interact.
Yeah, man. And it's been a marvelous day. Just been a marvelous week. You know, it's been a great year. It has been a great year. You know what I thank God for, Mandy? And to be honest with you, y'all went through a whole year without getting sick.
Yes.
I want to thank God for that.
Amen.
Man, you know, every time I turn around, you know, people was losing, they was dying and from something. If it was COVID or something, they was passing away. I mean, every time you turn around,
somebody
had passed. If you a lot of entertainment and a lot of people just passing.
Mm-hmm.
But then a lot of people just been sick.
That is true.
You know, every time you look up, this person is sick and this person is sick and this person is sick. Man, I don't think I even caught a cold.
Mm.
I think I got the same allergies real bad. You know, I don't consider it as a sickness. It's just seasonal allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And my allergies are acting up to where, you start losing your voice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And she gave me some pills, but she equated that to, because I'm always going to the doctor and
mm-hmm.
and taking supplements and vitamins and
yes,
being
are.
Healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not in pro. I can get sick,
right.
But I'm thanking God that I didn't get
definitely
sick.
Definitely taking care of yourself.
And so to all of you men, this is a men show. I want to prepare all you men going into 2023.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean all of us can get sick, but I'm just saying I thank God that I didn't get sick this year. And as we go into 2023, I just pray God's healing on all
yes.
of you that's been sick down in your back. And my mama used to say down in your butt. Well, mama said it to you.
I don't remember
your mama
that,
said,
okay.
Yeah, you all sick down in your butt. Go in there and get you some rubber to put on.
I'm going to tell you now, I have never heard that before.
Yeah. That's what I used to hear my grandma, my mom and them say. They say stuff like that. Be like, huh, how you get sick down in your butt? You know, but they say little stuff like that.
Right.
You know, you had to get that rum or tussum, they put on their chest.
Vicks,
and put on your chest. You get a little cold. You know, see all the stuff they do now,
a lot of that stuff they have taken off the market. And when it resurfaced, it was different because people were taking Robitussin, the original,
mm-hmm.
to get drunk and things of that nature. I don't know who. I just couldn't imagine. But they were doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they pulled it off the market. And then when it resurfaced, it was different. It wasn't the same. It didn't have the same effect either.
Right.
You know, back in the day, years ago, Robitussin was the medication to go get when you had a cough. When it came back on the market, when it resurfaced, it just wasn't the same, and it wasn't a hot commodity.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And so, around this time of the year, man, it would get cold, and I can remember when we grew up, we had them, I don't know if y'all did, but, man, we had our heaters down in the floor. We didn't have, fireplace. Some homes did have those old fireplaces. Mm-hmm. But our heater was down. They call it a furnace. It was made in the floor.
Oh.
No. They was real, real nice. See, hardwood floors and all that stuff is not nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we had hardwood floors when we grew up because we couldn't afford carpet.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it was still a hardwood floor. I'm talking about the real hardwood floors that, the duplicate is the one they make it now.
Right.
But it used to be hardwood floors, and some of the floors, one of our houses, we had a furnace.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have them on the wall. They was down in the floor, and they would come in, and we would have to light the furnace. Oh, you keep the house warm.
Well, my mm-hmm. grandma, my
mm-hmm.
dad's mother,
mm-hmm.
she had an old home. This was years ago when I was about 5 or 6. She had a, come to think of it, a furnace down in the floor. What I remember, because they
mm-hmm.
would get this thick or
yeah.
something long, and they would turn it.
Okay.
And it will come on.
Yeah, we have to light that furnace. Why am I bringing that up? Because around Christmas time, you would have that furnace. Because it was always cold around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had that. You light that furnace. You have all your big blankets. And I don't know about y'all. You know, when we finally got some carpet, they put carpet down on the floor. And, man, we made what they call pallets. Y'all don't know nothing about pallets.
Oh, now we know about
y'all don't
pallets.
Y'all know about
the,
no pallets.
We know about
Christmas.
Pallets with the cousins, okay?
Everybody child come over your house.
Those was the best time.
Yeah, man, Christmas, it was cold outside. And you had a furnace going. And, they tell you to go to bed because you would listen. Like I said, my grandbaby today, he could leave. We had to give him one gift because we wouldn't give him a gift today. He'd go keep running over there to that tree.
You started it. And then it was one gift, then there was another gift that came out.
He was like, listen, I want to open up. I ain't waiting on everybody to get here because when we used to spend the night, we call it spending the night.
Uh-huh.
You know, your family, your cousins, and all everybody spend the night over. And, you had the furnace going, and you had marshmallows, and
mm-hmm.
you had candy canes, and the stockings would be, call them stuffer stockings. There was a good old Christmases.
They were.
My hot mom, chocolate, you know.
Yes, my mom was so open to us having sleepovers during that time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look back and you think about the closeness in families, you know, how being up all night long, just having certain conversations and things of that nature, how important it was. Now, you know, looking fast forward to today, you know, I'm sure there's families that still get together and they do things and they have long conversations and they sleep
overnight. Right.
But I'm sure if we compare these times to those times, there's a big difference.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but there was the fun time, the good old time. Just like the day, we had a good old time.
We did.
It was the best time today. You know, wasn't nobody's voice me. You know, everybody's eating good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all drink. We got, what, 3 more minutes before the show?
Let me tell you, I am tired because we had such a good time today.
Y'all
went
in
them
there
out and karaoke.
Bless y'all.
I was the queen of karaoke today.
Yeah, Lord, y'all doing karaoke. We got the games going. Everybody eating good.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day. And so hopefully out there on the network tonight, you guys did the same thing. Wherever, whatever time zone you listening to the We Talk Radio Network or whatever you are, if you're celebrating the holiday season, Christmas, hopefully you had a good one today.
A good day.
You know, hopefully you did what you wanted to do. You know, if you didn't do nothing but just ate and just chill, hopefully you had a good time. And listen, this is one of those years where Christmas have to fall on a Sunday. And, you know, being on a Sunday is kind of unusual because it's the people norm is to get up and go to church, those that do.
Right.
And so for those of you got up and went to the Lord's house today and those of you got out and began to continue to celebrate Christmas, hope you did that. Now, this time next year, this time next Sunday, we'll be into a new year.
A new year. Crazy how fast time goes, you know.
Right.
It's just really crazy. And next Sunday will be 2023.
Man, can you look back when we was coming out of 2021 into 2022? I proposed you on the first of the year, right?
You did.
And we did everything we was going to do. We got married in 2022. I proposed you on January the 1st. It was cold then. It was cold as heck.
Oh, my. You took me to the governor's. No.
Mansion.
Yeah, the
mansion. On Turtle Creek.
Yes, so beautiful. So beautiful. It was so cold, and E-Man wanted to propose. I was cold, guys. I was enjoying the moment, but I was so cold.
Bro, you think yesterday, a couple of days was something. Back, boy, listen here.
I was like, why are we here? Why are we here? But it was really nice tweet, and that was January the 1st of 2022.
And then,
and what we married December the 9th of 2022.
Yeah, we planned it for December the 9th, and we done did that, and now we're getting ready to go over into 2023 to walk life out and got some big and better things in 2023.
We do. I am so grateful for 2022, E-Man. As you stated earlier, everything that we had placed on our calendar and we were in agreement and with our affiliates to do, we did.
Yeah.
And so, which is so beautiful. And this 2020 is going to be so big things lined up, you know, and I'm excited. I know you are excited.
Yeah.
You have been such a team player.
Wow. Listen, I get motivated by money. That check motivates me every time.
Eden has been such a team player. I mean, just working together has been great, and I'm excited about 2023.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be off the chain. We ain't got no sad story. We got a lot going, but you know, man, I recognize even listening to my pastor today as he was talking today, you ain't gonna be able to take everybody with you. So some of y'all I'm gonna drop off. Yeah, and some of y'all gonna drop off and I'm gonna let you,
and it's okay. And it's totally okay to go into two different directions. You know, there are some people that and one of the, just being honest, one of the personal words I received at the beginning of 2022 was that certain people, it was just time to let them go, you know, and walk out different paths. And it's, you know, sometimes when we hear that, E-Man, when we hear release, we think negativity, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not always that. Sometimes it's just you're on two different paths.
Right, right.
And those two different paths, they're just not in agreement, you know,
mm-hmm.
meaning that someone has something else to do. And a lot of times when we hold on to people, we can be hindering their process and their growth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. So it's a good thing to just let people go and blossom.
Well, in the words of Bishop Thomas Dexter J. Senior, Bishop T.D.J., I'm letting you. I'm letting your ass go, but I'm letting you go this year. He didn't say that. That just came to my mind. No, Bishop Jakes didn't say that.
I know he didn't.
But that just popped up in my head.
And you just said it, didn't
for sure
you?
That.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I don't want to even take no. I don't want to take no kind of negativity.
Okay, let's talk about that.
I don't want to take. We got 2 minutes. 1 minute.
So,
I don't want to take no negativity. Uh-huh. I don't want to take nobody that's woe is me. I don't want to take nobody that's gossipy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to take nobody that's messy.
Come on.
I don't want to take nobody that's jealous. I don't want to take nobody let me say one more thing, man. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to take nobody that's in competition.
Ooh.
Because we got a lot of people that's everything is competition with them. You know, what I do, what you do. I don't even care what you do to that degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may want to support what you do if it's good and healthy. But at the end of the day, no, you do you, and I'm going to do me.
All right.
And we're going to do us, and we're going to, think and see it like this here. One waters, one plant, and God gets the increase, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do everything we can do and some mm-hmm. in 2023. And a lot of people that was with us in 2022 ain't going to be with us in 2023.
That's right.
And I'm good with it.
Yeah, I am very
mm-hmm.
– one thing about me, I don't move – I'm not a fast mover, right? I don't move on everything. And I'm grateful for all the kingdom connections, that
mm-hmm.
we've had, all the connections that we've had as a whole, right?
Yeah, right.
But for me, I take my time. I take my time because it has to be right,
mm-hmm.
And I'm with you on that. When you spoke of the negativity and people that are negative,
you just got people men and reading their everything.
Yeah, you can love people. You can love people, but you can love people from a distance. And if I haven't learned anything else, amen, I have certainly learned to protect my peace.
Mm.
Protecting your peace is okay. Sometimes we have to be able to weigh out things from a healthy standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in that. I lead by that. I weigh things out from a healthy standpoint. If it's for me, it's for me. And if it's not, I will bless you on your way out. I'm good.
And so all of you that's on the network tonight, listen, when you get into 2023, make sure you protect your peace in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Let all these negative folk go. Let all these competition people go. Let all these people that got something to say. You don't need all of that. Get around people. This is why I like being on this network. Because the owner on this network, listen, if you got a bad day, you just call Miss Davis.
Okay.
You get through talking to Miss Davis, you get up and forgot about everything.
Let me say, I think
she got the wrong calling because, boy, she can uplift
her. That is the truth. She is the motivation, inspirational vitamin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She, that's one thing about her I love. She's always uplifting,
mm-hmm.
She's always, and that's a choice.
Right,
that
isn't
a choice because life is life.
Yeah.
And in life, we all have certain challenges. In life, we just all have certain experiences. But we make a choice to be happy. And Kia D, I can honestly say, she makes the choice to be happy.
Yeah, she going to be her some happy.
She going to be happy.
and
what I love, let me say this. She came to our wedding, right?
Right. Kia,
I looked up and she was over there all by herself. I'm like, look at her.
Listen, Kia D in a world of her own, the music got the DJ got to play, and Kia D said, listen, you must don't know who I am.
Right.
Man, I looked over and I said, boy, that's my boss out there. She, listen. And so I like that kind of, I'm trying to associate myself with people like that. I want to be around people that's joyful.
Yes.
There is no, as long as I've been knowing Kia D, this is real talk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a negative bone in her. Because I ain't never really heard her talk negative. Even in the worst time, she going to say something good about somebody. Ain't never heard of, I ain't saying that she, but as long as I've been knowing her and talking to her, even if somebody's working her last black nerve,
right.
she gonna find something good to say about him. Right. I told him, I said, I need a dose of yolk medicine, because boy, I'll let these Negroes have it.
But see, that's a choice.
Yeah,
that's a choice to be that way. We don't have to be negative and pessimistic about everything. That's, let me tell you something. Dealing with a negative and pessimistic person is draining. Now, for a season, you may be able to tolerate it, but after a while, it gets draining, because it we make a choice to see what we see, right?
Mm-hmm.
We make a choice to give attention to what we see.
Mm-hmm.
Why not, when you have the option to say something negative and say something positive, why not go down the positive path?
Well,
this is the path of positivity.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, we know this is Mando. It's time for us to go. That's our cue to go. She over here tearing up microphones.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, Lordy, she's bumping her head all over. Was that your head?
No, it was not.
Oh, okay.
It was my hand.
Oh, okay.
My hand.
You know, it's dark in this studio. I can't hardly see.
But I love what you said. I love the fact that you brought that up, because at the end of the day, it's just time out for entertaining things that are not growing and that are not going anywhere, and entertaining dead things, right? Meaning things that are not good for us mentally, for our growth. And it look, we have to cut out, a lot of times we feel like it's the God thing to do. It's the God thing to do to continue to allow the negativity in our life. No, it's a wise thing to do to kick it out.
Yeah, I know that's right.
It's a wise thing to do.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if we're not healthy for other people, then what are we doing? If we're getting negative impartations, what are we doing? If we're connected to dead things and it's affecting our lives, what are we doing?
Yeah, and so this year, what are we saying? We're getting ready to close the show. We want you to go into 2023 and being free. We want all of you around the globe, or We Talk Radio Network. You know, God afforded you to be here another Christmas, getting ready to go into the new year. Man, just have the best. Make it do what it do. Man, live your best life in 2023.
Right.
And we're going to do that. Why? Because, man, life is just too short.
It is.
And so to all of you who have joined us all year long, come back next year. We'll be right here. We'll have our segment, Encouragement for the Soul, with Fred Bell.
Yes.
Mandy, you'll be back with me next year, huh?
I will.
I thought I was a co-host. You still hanging? I know. Oh, you hanging in there? Okay. Well, Mandy coming back with me next year. We'll be right here. Ain't nobody co-hosting this show but me, huh? You locked in.
If you're going to be doing this show, yeah, I'm right here by your side. Let me just say that again. If you're going to be doing this show, I'm right here by your
well,
side.
Well, that co-host, you won't be able to co-host me, man.
Now, what they say, now go tell that. Yeah.
But no, yeah, we'll be back next year, man. We got a lot of great things coming up, and we just excited. Well, Amanda, we have had a blessed year.
We have.
You know, this
is
your favorite listening station. You can follow us on all social media platforms. We Talk Radio is coming back next year, big and better and stronger and wiser. And, man, listen, we want you guys to make the best of it this week. We want you to have a productive week. We want you to have a blessed week. And remember, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. So, Mandy, let's pack up our bags. We out for tonight.
Let's go.
Let's thank B.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in us.
And he on my side.
Yes, he is.
He's on our team.
That's right.
Yeah, that's my homeboy. That's my dude right there. Listen,
amen.
He
amen.
Got me when ain't nobody else got me.
Now, you better tell it.
Yeah, and so we want to thank all of you for joining us tonight. We get up out of here, man. I'm tongue-tied. I'm tired, too, man. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
See y'all next Sunday night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and
come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.